I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I've got an important topic to discuss with you today. I want to talk about why we do what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And I also want to talk to you about why we do it the way that we do. And I've also got a crazy case study for you, a single family rental that a guy I know just bought maybe a week or so ago that will really underscore what I'm talking about here when I tell you that there's a reason we do things the way we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now listen, I was planning a whole other show for today. I was raring to go when I got an instant message from this guy that I know. He was telling me about a house he just closed on, again, a week or so ago here in town. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he's going to hold on to this thing as a rental. Now, here's the thing. I don't know this guy through Lifestyles Unlimited. He's not a member. He and I met a few years ago at a barbecue that a mutual friend of ours in town was hosting. And it turns out this guy just lives a few miles up the road from me. And, you know, we run into each other from time to time. And, of course, we talk about real estate investing and landlording and all that good stuff. And we even touch base on occasion online. Like I said, he instant messaged me just recently. And, I'm always interested to hear what others are up to. That's how I learn. That's how I see what's going on, get tips and tricks and that sort of thing. So he messaged me about a single-family house that he just bought, and when I saw the numbers, I was just floored. Now, I'm not going to name names or addresses here, but I am going to dive into those numbers with you today because I think this will make a really strong case for why you should follow the Lifestyles model. Look, here's what I want you to understand. This guy is a cash buyer. He pays all cash. And if you've listened to this radio show or the Del Walmsley show for any period of time at all, then you know that we advocate buying rental properties with leverage. In other words, using other people's money, buying with a mortgage. Whether we're talking about single-family houses or multifamily apartments, we advocate buying with leverage. And as we work through our numbers today, you'll fully understand why we do it the way we do. And when you hear the price point on this house, at least for the DFW market, you'll understand when I tell you that I wouldn't touch it personally with a 10-foot pole. But let me jump back first to the question of why. Why buy real estate? Why are we so vocal about building passive income? Listen, I was browsing the Bloomberg website earlier this week, and I came across yet another article on the retirement gap, right? The retirement savings gap. We keep hearing about it. People across the nation keep writing about it. There's something going on there, you know. And we're preparing for it at Lifestyles Unlimited, and I sure hope that you're finally doing something about it as well. And if you have not taken that step, I sure hope that you're ready to commit to doing something about it. You can start today. So listen to this. The article title reads, "Retirees Might Be Out of Money 10 Years Before They Die." I think you probably heard that before. Let me repeat that. Retirees might run out of money 10 years before they die. That is precisely what we've been warning against for years on this very show. This is what Dell's been talking about for almost 30 years now. You know, if you've been following the wrong roadmap, you know, it's not going to get you to retirement, or at least not to one that is comfortable and dignified. You work your entire life, you save money, you put that into an IRA or a 401k account, and when you finally retire, you hope you outlive your money. That's what we keep talking about. That's what we've talked about for years at Lifestyles, and there it is right on Bloomberg. Retirees might run out of money 10 years before they die. And get this, the opening line goes on to say, one of the toughest problems retirees face is making sure their money lasts as long as they do. There you have it. Now, what was really interesting about this article was its scope. It was global in scope. It cited a study by the World Economic Forum that looked at a number of industrialized nations around the world and analyzed that savings gap globally. So let me ask you, what do you think? Are we alone in the world with our retirement gap? And if not, where do you think the U.S. landed relative to other nations? Now, this is where I was really surprised. Of course, we're not alone in this issue. Other nations are dealing with this as well. You know, we've got demographics going on in Japan, in the U.S. Things are changing. We've got negative interest rates in part of Europe. But get this, the U.S. is not the worst off. We're looking just a little bit better than the Netherlands, and it surprised me that country was in this listing at all. We're looking a little bit better than the UK, Australia, Canada, and Japan. Now, don't celebrate just yet. We are, in the U.S., still looking at a gap. So here's what they put together. In the U.S., the expected gap between when our retirement savings are fully depleted and when we die is 8.3 years for men. And if you're a woman, I'm sorry, but you got 10.9 years to go. You know, you tend to outlive us guys. Again, let me repeat that. In the U.S., men are expected to outlive their savings by 8.3 years and women by 10.9. Now, the other nations I listed are just marginally worse than we are here in the U.S., except Japan. Now, listen to this. A man in Japan is expected to outlive his savings by 15.1 years. 15 years. And a woman by 19.9 years. That's 20 years. That's crazy. Now, part of that, of course, is due to the higher life expectancy that the Japanese have. It's the highest in the world. So their timeline's just a little bit longer. But there is something else going on there, and I'm going to get to that in just a second. Now, the article did go to point out that the study assumed that retirees would need enough income to cover about 70% of their pre-retirement pay, meaning they're not going to retire with full income. And it didn't take into account any Social Security or other government welfare payments. But listen, I don't want to arrive at retirement and have to shut down my lifestyle to cut back to 70%, do you? And we know that Social Security payout here in the U.S., it's pretty thin. And we also know that whole Social Security trust fund is expected to be insolvent by 2035. The trustees published that this year. They published it last year. It's not changing. And when that happens, either taxes will go up or those benefits will be reduced, or both. I think both. So the drum that is beating in the background, it's not just limited to the U.S. It's a global beat that we hear. And what I hear coming out sounds like this. Spend less or work more. Spend less or work more. Spend less or work more. Look, that is the expectation right now. You either have to be prepared to get by on less, or you will have to postpone your retirement. And I don't like the sound of either of those. That is why. That is why we talk about buying real estate at Lifestyles Unlimited. That is why we talk about building passive income through real estate. That's why we're so passionate about this. We do not plan to arrive at retirement only to have to shut down our lifestyle to reduce it. Nor do we plan to keep on working until we die. In fact, we plan to retire a whole lot sooner than that old roadmap provides for that you may be following. And it's interesting because it's not just a U.S. map. It's apparently a global issue. Now, you know, Lifestyles began in Houston, Texas, and it grew to encompass the entire state, and it's now national in scope. We've got members from across the nation that are taking action to secure their financial freedom. We've got members that are buying real estate locally and across state lines. We've got members from California and New York, where rental real estate doesn't make sense given the price points. They're buying right here in Dallas, Texas, where I sit. And I remember meeting a guy just a couple years ago named Cy. He was from Iowa. And he had a pretty darn good-sized portfolio of single-family houses already built up at that point across DFW, all bought through Lifestyles. And we're not only national in scope, but if you're in another country, you can work with Lifestyles to shore up that retirement gap by investing right here in the United States. We already have members from other nations that have done just that. You know, several years ago, I was out on a single-family road trip here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and I remember meeting a couple of guys from Israel that were in town for the first time, but they'd already bought a number of houses using the Lifestyles Network. They were here for the first time and finally had the chance to see what they had even bought, to see those properties that they had owned for some time and that were already throwing off passive income for them every month. So if you're out there in the wider world and you're concerned about your retirement gap, check us out at lifestylesunlimited.com and learn more. So let's get back to the Japanese. Remember, they seem to be the worst off with a 15 to 20 year retirement savings gap. Look, the average savings in Japan are just enough to cover 4.5 years of retirement once they retire. Here's the interesting part. The Japanese worker is not putting any less money aside than we are here in the United States or the workers in the UK or the Netherlands. But they tend to be very conservative. They invest in very safe assets, and those assets produce few gains over time. That sounds like a problem. Assets with low returns are not going to get you where you want to be. That is why we talk about real estate. The returns that we see in real estate can be downright phenomenal. But you have to follow the right model if you want to see those returns. And that takes me back to my buddy down the road here, the cash buyer. Actually, it's not just one guy I'm talking about. He's partnered with a few other guys, formed an LLC to buy real estate. And they pay all cash. All cash every time. And that part drives me nuts. And these are really smart guys, too. I've talked to them quite a bit. And the guy near me, he owns his own business. He's doing really well. And I'm not sure about his other partners, but this guy, he's very conservative. He's a smart guy, but he's very conservative. And that is his reasoning for paying all cash. He views that as a conservative approach. And well, those are the results he's going to get as well, just like our Japanese friends. So on this show today, I'm going to go going forward. I'm going to take the numbers from that recent deal that he picked up, he and his friends, and I'm going to break them down for you. And we're going to look at the cash in the deal, the cash flow they're getting each month, and we're going to look at the returns they're seeing. And then we're going to compare that to what we're doing at Lifestyles Unlimited. What would we do with that deal? What would the cash flow look like? What would our cash in the deal look like? And what would our returns be? Now, if you've got any questions for me on this topic or any other, you're welcome to give us a call at 877-711-5211. Again, that's 877-711-5211. Or if you've got a question and can't reach me today, you can email me at any time at askandy@luinc.com. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And when we come back, we're going to start to dissect that all-cash deal that I talked about.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're talking about your financial freedom and the need to close that retirement savings gap that we hear about, not just in the U.S. apparently, but across the world. And we've got a caller from California. I believe it was Jim.
Yes, Jim in Clovis, California.
How are you doing, Jim? How can I help you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you. I hope that you're doing well. The reason that I'm calling is that we've got a piece of property that we'd like to sell and maybe make another investment on. It's in Centinela, California. It's on Interstate 5, a real busy freeway. It's in a small developed community that's been developing for about 30 years. We've got 21 acres that's kind of landlocked. Was wondering if there's a potential in selling that particular piece of property and then reinvesting it in something else. We mainly need to find out how to go about figuring out what the actual property value might be, maybe by searching recently sold property in that area. We're wondering how we could find that out, if that's a matter of public record or not.
I don't know about California. I can tell you here in Texas that Texas is a non-disclosure state. So if my neighbor sells his house, it's not public record. I don't know about California. Oh. So I would say find a local real estate agent or broker and talk to them, and you can find that out from them. And they should be able to run comps for you. Anytime anybody in my area is looking to sell a house or buy a house, that's the first thing a realtor is going to do is run the comparable sales to see what is the value. Right. And if you've been in this thing for 30 years, I'm guessing it's probably appreciated somewhat. So you could absolutely sell that and take any equity that you have. And then you'll have to look at your market there locally. Is California where you're at? I know it's pretty differentiated across the coast to the middle to the east side of the state. You'll need to see, does it make sense to buy here? Maybe it makes more sense to buy, for example, where I am in Dallas, Texas. And that's where it'd be helpful, you know, to be in touch with a group like Lifestyles Unlimited, because we've got a really extensive network here of not just realtors, but vendors as well that are super helpful in doing anything remotely. So I wasn't going to mention this till the end of the show. If you'll go to the website, buymylifeback.com, we're doing a promo right now. You can see all the things that come with the introductory membership, the Financial Freedom Program membership. But Del Walmsley, the founder, he's discounted the regular annual membership by $500. So it's normally $740. So anyhow, go take a look and see if that makes sense for you. It might be a good idea to join and get your foot in the door that way. Again, it depends on where you're at in California, you know.
Okay. Sounds good. And that's buymyproperty.com?
Buymylifeback.com.
Buymylifeback. .com. Okay, thank you. I'm trying to drive and jot that down at the same time.
Understood.
And I'm also looking for private patrolmen at the same time. So buymylifeback.com.
Sure, and be sure to put in the promo code Andy. Jim, be sure to put in the promo code Andy. That will get you that discount. All right, thanks, Jim.
I'll do that, Andy. Thank you very much for your time.
You bet, no problem. So, guys, I'm going to dive into the analysis of this property that my buddy bought down the road here, and it's an older house. I've actually got the listing up here on my computer. 1950s build in a nice part of town, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, which we love. That's great for families. 1-car garage, which in that age of house, that's what you're going to find. That's okay. It's about 1,400 square feet, single story, pier and beam, easy to repair. The plumbing, which is also great. You know, we like to buy anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 square feet, so this is right in the middle. That's the sweet spot. Now, here's the thing. This house has sat on the market for quite a while, 5 to 6 months, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But looking at the pictures, it's been done up to the nines. It's great. It's got granite countertops. The cabinets look new. The windows, the doors look new. Flooring looks great. It's been painted. It's got great light fixtures. So something's going on there. So our friend has taken this opportunity to swoop in and basically offer a lower price. And he's picking this house up for $260,000. Now, hold on a second. I told you I wouldn't touch that price with a 10-foot pole, and I personally would not. That is $250,000 that my cash buyer is paying for this house, $250,000. I could do so much more with that across a portfolio of what I'll call lifestyles model houses. So we look at his purchase price. He's paying $260,000. Closing costs on a cash deal are going to be a little less since he doesn't have to deal with title policy with the lender. And I'm running up against the clock here. So if you've got any other questions for me, you can call at 877-711-5211 or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And when we come back, I'm going to take a look at the acquisition of this house. We're going to look at the rent and how that works out, what the cash flow is each month, and look at the return that my cash buyer is getting. And then we're going to tell you how we would handle this at Lifestyles Unlimited.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month, equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and I'm happy to be with you today. And today we're talking about buying with cash versus buying the Lifestyles way with leverage. And this came up because recently a buddy of mine here in the area contacted me to say, hey, I've got another house. We just picked it up a week or so ago, and this guy happens to be an all-cash buyer. And the fact that he buys all cash drives me nuts, and we're looking at this deal that he's taken down. So this is a house here in the DFW area. Purchase price was $260,000. Now, right there, that's way out of my league. That does not, in my mind, make a great rental, but closing costs we're estimating about $2,000. So he's all in for $262,000 in cash. Now, I comped this house. ARV, the after repair value, the value of the house is probably around $310,000. So if it doesn't need any work, and it looked pretty nice on the pictures that I saw, then he's gained immediately out the door an extra $48,000. That's not too bad. His return on equity on that gain is 18%, you know, $48,000 divided by his cash in the deal. So that's pretty darn good. That's his acquisition. Now let's look at the rental side. The rent in this area, it's going to be around $2,200. He may be able to push it a little higher. Again, it is a real good-looking house. I'd say be careful with that. I noticed some of the days on market are over 100 days on a few houses. A few were under a week. Most were above 30, so you gotta be careful there. But we're going to run with $2,200 for our analysis. Now, he's paying all cash, so he doesn't have a note. When we talk about fixed expenses, his principal, his interest, that payment is naturally zero. Now, it's a higher-end house. Taxes are north of $8,000 per year on this thing. It's about $666 a month, and then insurance is going to be higher as well due to that value. And we're looking at about $220 per month on that. So if I net from the gross rent, if I net those fixed costs out, and now he works with a property manager, we're going to leave that out of the equation for now. I'm, again, looking at the pictures, it looks like a good house in good shape. We're going to assume no maintenance for now, okay? We're going to keep it simple. He's going to net a little over $1,300 a month in cash flow. Annually, that's just about $16,000. That doesn't sound too bad, does it? But when you look at the cash in the deal, the $262,000 that they paid in, what's the return? It's 6% per year. That's nothing. I'm getting a little bit less than that in my savings account, but you can do better. Now, what I want to look at is how would Lifestyles Unlimited, how would our members handle this deal? First of all, I'll tell you that we wouldn't, because the price is too high. The value is too high. And the rents are a little bit on the high side. You know, we like to look at a little bit more middle-class neighborhood. We want to see rents around $1,000 to maybe $1,500. I've got a few that have grown above that mark over time, but that's kind of the sweet spot. When you get too high, your renter pool goes down. And if the economy tanks, those people are going to flee into our lower value properties. So I think all cash deal sounds conservative. This level of price, I think it's a little bit risky, actually. So Lifestyles wouldn't do this deal at all. Here's what we're going to buy. And I did a deal like this just last year, so these numbers are very familiar to me. We're going to buy a house for $90,000. It's going to need some work, okay? We're going to need to put probably anywhere from 20 to 30K into it. We're going to say 30. And when we're done fixing that thing up, it's going to be worth 150. So not even half, right about half of what our cash buyer just picked up for his portfolio. So here's the deal. We're going to buy with hard money because we can't buy with a regular loan due to that condition of the property. And when we're done fixing it up, we're going to refinance into a 30-year Fannie Mae mortgage and get that low 4.5 interest rate that we're seeing right now. I just talked to my mortgage broker last week about this. So we do have two closes. Our closing costs are going to be a little bit higher. I just estimated 10% of my purchase price just to run with it. And that puts us at $9,000. So we're all in at $129,000. When we're done fixing it up, values at $150,000. So we've gained $17,500. Now our equity on refi, our loan is only going to be $112,500. So we're sitting on almost $40,000 in equity. So we've got a safety valve in there because we refi at 75% or less. Okay, but let's look at the equity gain. So on our cash buyer side, $48,000 in equity gain divided by that 262 gave us an 18% return on that equity gain. Our gain was almost $18,000. We've only got $20,000 in the deal, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that because of the way that we're buying with hard money. We've only put $20,000 of our cash into this property. We're getting an 87.5% return on that equity gain. That's more than four times than our cash buyer. So we're going to continue with the analysis here in just a second and wrap this one up. If you've got any questions, you're welcome to email me at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. Or give us a call at 877-711-5211. That's 877-711-5211. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And like I said, when we come back, we're going to dive back into those numbers, and you're going to be astounded by what you hear.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're analyzing a couple of deals. I got something in my inbox recently from a buddy that buys all cash, and he picked up a deal, and we've looked at his numbers, and now we're walking through what would Lifestyles do with that type of deal. And we said, you know, it's a little bit too high end. It's probably not one we're going to take down. Instead, we're going to buy one that's maybe a $90,000 purchase price, $90,000. It's going to need some renovations. That's one way that you do a value add play, right? You buy something that needs some work. So we're going to put $30,000 in work into this thing. And when we're all done fixing it up, it's going to be around $150,000 on the back end value. So we're going to buy that thing with hard money. We're going to refi into a 30-year loan on the back end, and we're going to have about $20,000 of our cash in this deal. Compare that to our cash buyer who put down $262,000, more than 10 times what we're putting into this house. And this is a legitimate deal. I was at the case study just a week or so ago, and there was a family that presented one of the deals they picked up just south of Dallas here. And that's about what they're out of pocket was 22. They bought it. I don't remember the purchase price. The value was right around $200,000. These guys, though, in my example, we're picking up about $20,000 in equity. They picked up $90,000 in equity. It was phenomenal with $22,000 in the deal. So those deals are out there. If you don't think they are, you need to examine your mindset. You're working from a scarcity point of view. You need to shift that to an abundance mindset because those deals are absolutely out there. Now, again, in our analysis, We're $20,000 into the deal. Now, our rent is going to be about $1,350 for this type of house. And again, I'm speaking from my own experience here. When we do our refi at 4.5%, our note, our fixed cost payments are going to be our mortgage, which is $570 a month. Taxes on this property will be about $3,400. That's $280 per month. And insurance will be about $1,200, probably a little lower. We're going to run with $100 a month. That's going to give me $400 a month in my pocket in cash flow after I cover those fixed costs. Again, we're going to ignore property management. I self-manage. I don't have that cost. And because we follow the Lifestyles model of best product, best price, with that $30K rehab, we have fixed that house up. We're not going to have any maintenance for a while, so we're going to leave that zeroed out as well, just like we did for our cash buyer. So that puts us at a net cash per month of $400. Annually, that's $4,800. Divide that by our $20K cash in the deal. We're clearing 24% return on this house. Compare that to our cash buyer at 6%. We're making four times that. Okay. Now throw something else into that mix. We talk about the five ways that you can make money. Well, we've got a mortgage on the property. Our tenant is paying down that mortgage for us, and the first payment out the door is going to be $148 towards principal. It's only going to go up. Annualize that. That's about $1,800 a year. That alone is a 9% return. That alone beats our cash-on-cash deal for our cash buyer. Now, put that together with our actual cash flow, equity buildup. We're at about $6,600 a month. That's a 33% return. You can't beat that. And that's on one house. And now here's where the beauty comes in. Our cash buyer plopped down $262,000 on a single house. We put down 20. So we can go out, and with those funds that he's got, we can buy 13 houses. Now, let's say we just buy 10. Now, we've got $200,000 in a portfolio of 10 houses. I'm just going to treat them all the same. We bought them, the portfolio, for $900,000. Our equity on the back end, the value of these houses is 1.5. We've got 375K that we've got in equity in these houses. And the returns are going to be the same, right? The cash flow is just going to be magnified by 10. But here's where the power comes in. We've got 10 assets that are growing and changing over time. So let's talk about appreciation. It's the icing on the cake, but appreciation here in our market in Dallas-Fort Worth tends to be about 3% in a normal market, which is what we are now back to. If I look at my cash buyer's house and it appreciates over 5 years at 3%, he's going to gain $50,000 in additional equity. That's a 19% return on his cash. We've got 10 assets at play, 10 assets that are growing. And if they all grow at 3%, we're going to be at $1.7 million when we're done. We started at $1.5. That's a $240,000 change. That's 119% just on that equity base. That is phenomenal. And I'll tell you, these lower value houses right now are in high, high demand. The appreciation that we're seeing on those is actually going to be stronger than you're going to see in those higher price points, which is another reason I recommend to stay away. Now, rent appreciation is going to play along as well. If we appreciate at 2% per year, that single house that my cash buyer has, it's going to appreciate over time. He's going to gain an additional $228 per month cash flow. On our 10-house portfolio, we're going to see $1,405 in appreciation over 5 years, $230 versus $1,400. I think the difference there is evident. So you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and when we continue, we're going to wrap up our analysis of the cash deal, the all-cash deal at $260,000 versus our portfolio of 10 houses at $200,000, and we're going to see where the big difference shows up here in our equity and in our wealth at the end of the day.
Austin's Talk 1370.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we've been working on your financial freedom by, first of all, talking a little bit more about that retirement savings gap and getting some consolation, I suppose, that it's not just the U.S. And then we moved on to look at a couple of case studies. What happens if you pay all cash for a house, and how we do things a little bit differently, or a lot bit differently, really, here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, in our case study, the way we buy with Lifestyles, I came up with an example, and this is very close to a house I did a year ago, so the numbers are pretty much in line. But I don't want you to get latched onto those numbers necessarily. You know, if you're in another market, your market's going to be different. Your numbers may vary. You know, you need to expect that and talk with a mentor to get some education about what you should expect. That's the value of a mentor. And I don't want you to get stuck thinking about 20K again. I've got an example of a friend of mine, another guy, a guy named Paul. He picked up a house not too long ago. He's gone through the whole process of purchase, rehab, and refi, and is renting it out now. Now, his purchase price was a little bit higher. It was $130,000, but this house was in really good shape. He didn't need to do just a ton of work. His rehab was only $15K, and that included windows, so that's a big cost right there. And his value on the back end was just a little south of $200,000. But here's what I want you to take away. He's going to rent this thing for $1,400 per month. His cash flow will be a little bit thinner just due to the higher value on that house. It's coming in at about $315 a month. That's $3,800 per year. But get this, that's a 54% return. Well, how the heck is he getting a 54% return? Because he only has $7,000 in that deal. So again, get away from that scarcity mindset, move towards that abundance mindset, because these deals are out there. So back to our model, back to our case study here. Now, I'm hoping you're understanding that the power with leverage is you can do a heck of a lot more deals. Instead of buying one house for $260,000, we're buying 10 houses with $200,000. And we're looking at what happens over time. That's where you really start to feel some of that power when you have a portfolio, because you don't have just one asset appreciating in value. You don't have just one asset where the rent is increasing. You've got 10 or 15 or 20, and there's some massive power there. So if I go back and look at our cash deal, which our guy paid $260,000 for, if it appreciates at 3% over 5 years, he's going to wind up at $360,000 at the end of the day. That's about a $50,000 increase on the value he had in the thing to start with at $310,000. Now take a look at our portfolio. It started out at $1.5 million. Right when we were done fixing them all up, and with appreciation it hit $1.7 million. That's a $240,000 change, but all the meanwhile our tenants are paying down our mortgage, and that's added another $100,000 over 5 years to our bottom line. All things, you know, being equal, we're at about $713,000 in equity in our portfolio compared to about $360,000 for our cash buyer. We're almost double. That's phenomenal. And we've almost tripled our money in 5 years. So look, on today's show, we've looked at two important things that you need to understand about Lifestyles Unlimited. We've talked about why we do what we do, which is to say why we buy real estate, why we build passive income, and why we are so adamant that you also build passive income. We talked about that retirement savings gap. And look, it's not just a U.S. problem. It's global. But don't worry about the rest of the world. That is just informational, and it's an interesting tidbit for sure. But you need to start at home. You need to focus on yourself, and you need to focus on your family. And you need to start to think about whether or not you're following the right roadmap, whether or not the things that you're doing right now are going to get you to retirement and get you to one that's going to last with dignity and comfort. We want to see your success. And if you're not on the right map right now to financial freedom, then come see what Lifestyles can do for you. Now, we also looked at why we do it the way we do it at Lifestyles Unlimited. In other words, how we go about it. What we don't do is go out with a wheelbarrow full of cash and plop that down to pick up a rental property, certainly not one for $250,000. That's just ineffective. We use leverage. We use other people's money because that allows us to invest more effectively. That allows us to generate much more massive returns than that cash buyer. Okay, so, you know, this is an effective roadmap, but to get there, you got to get started. You can't wait. You know, who knows when we'll start reading that the retirement gap in the U.S. is more like Japan, and we're missing 15 or 20 years, so you got to take action. And here's the thing. Dell is offering a $500 discount off the regular membership of the Financial Freedom Program. It's an annual membership. It's good for you and your spouse. Bring the kids. But you got to take action now. You got to jump in. So that $500 is off of the regular membership. Regular membership is just $740. So you get a full year for just $240. To get that discount, you need to go to buymylifeback.com and put in the promo code Andy. Again, that's buymylifeback.com. Promo code is Andy. It's a great opportunity, and with that $500 discount, you got nothing to lose. So you've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and I thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. You can check out our podcast anytime at lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio tab. And as you think about those numbers that we worked through, if your head is swimming, go back and give this another listen. And remember, it's not the money. It's not the money at all. It's all about the lifestyle.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.